Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. We haven't checked in to see what's happening at the State House yet this week, so let's take a look at some of the bills the legislative committees are working on in Augusta today. The Committee on Appropriations and Financial Affairs is working on LD 2214, an act to make supplemental appropriations and allocations for the expenditures of state government, general fund, and other funds, and to change certain provisions of the law necessary to the proper operations of state government for the fiscal years ending June 30th, 2024 and June 30th, 2025. That's a lot. If you want to look it up, you can do that at legislature.maine.gov. Again, it's LD 2214, but they will be having public hearings on that all afternoon today, starting at 1:30 and then continuing on through the next several days. That's in the Committee on Appropriations and Financial Affairs if you're interested in the state budget. The Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology will be having a public hearing today at 1:15 on LD 2206. That's an act regarding incentives for heat pumps and other weatherization products and services. And you can weigh in on that if you're interested. You can just listen if you'd rather just listen in. Following that public hearing on the heat pumps and weatherization services, there will be work sessions starting at about 2 in that committee on bills having to do with appealing certain public utility commission decisions, the right to appeal them, an act to require electricity providers to inform consumers of alternative electric rates and gather consent prior to contract renewal, an act to enhance electric utility performance-based rate making, and an act to improve access to affordable wireless communications by allowing the Public Utilities Commission to designate eligible telecommunication carriers. The Committee on Health and Human Services will hold a public hearing this afternoon at 1 on LD 299, an act to amend the laws regarding health and human services, which is a pretty broad topic. But if that sounds like something that might interest you, you can listen in and participate at 1 o'clock today in the Committee on Health and Human Services at the State House or online. And at 1:30, they have a legislative meeting planned, so they don't expect that public hearing to last very long, it looks like. The Committee on State and Local Government has a confirmation hearing at 1 o'clock today for Susan Herman, who would be reappointed to the State Civil Service Appeals Board. And then at 1:15, they're holding a work session on an act to strengthen shoreline zoning enforcement. The summary of that bill reads, "This bill authorizes a municipality to restrict the issuance of or suspend or revoke any municipally issued permit to the owner of real estate who violates a shoreland zoning ordinance. It authorizes the municipality to claim a lien against the real estate for all costs incurred by the municipality and any unpaid penalties related to the ordinance violation. The bill also authorizes the Maine Land Use Planning Commission to take the same actions for violations of standards, rules, permits, and orders adopted or issued by the commission related to development in the shoreland zone." This is just a work session happening today at 1:15 in the State and Local Government Committee. They've already had a public hearing on that bill, but if you'd like to listen in, you can do so online as well or in person. You just can't testify at a work session unless somebody on the committee asks you to. The Committee on Labor and Housing is also holding work sessions at 1 this afternoon on LD 372, an act to increase enforcement and accountability for wage and hour violations, and LD 373, an act to improve labor conditions for Maine workers. You can get more information about any of these bills. You can read the public testimony that's already been provided for the ones that are having work sessions today. And you can watch and listen to your representatives at work at legislature.maine.gov. Taking a quick look at the community calendar, St. Patrick's Day is less than a month away, so if you want to learn to bust your Celtic move just in time for the holiday, there's a Cape Breton step dance class happening at the Gatherings in Surrey this evening from 6:15 to 7:15. You can get more information at surreygatherings.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. We'll be here again tomorrow morning at 8 here on your community radio station, WERU-FM. Have a great day.